May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We start off with the first reading this morning from the book of the prophet Daniel, from the very beginning of the book, about the placing of vessels from the temple of God. They're being carried off into another land, and those vessels go into the temple treasury of his God, of a strange God. And we also are given another treasury in the gospel reading, which occurred in the temple, and this treasury, according to Venerable St. Bede, in the Greek, is phalasein, means to keep. Oftentimes you see that verb in terms of keeping the law, and here it's to keep treasure. Gauza is a Persian word for treasure, and it's a place where the riches were kept so that the proper order of the temple might be administered to. Necessary uses the temple. And it was in the porch or the room off of the court of the women in the temple area. So it's kind of the setting for where Jesus is as he looks up and he sees all this going on. There is also, by St. Bede, an interpretation that this widow, kind of different spiritual interpretations, and this is one, would be the church. This poor widow, according to St. Bede, is the simplicity of the church, which the two small coins which she deposits in the treasury are love of God and love of neighbor. And he writes, the church sends her whole living into God's treasury because she understands that even her very living is not of her own desert, but of divine grace. And so we're going to take that and run with it in the direction of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because this would seem to be a fairly important text for Marian consecration in terms of investing treasure with Our Lady. Our Lady, who is, in one sense, the model of the church, an exemplar of the church, the most preeminent member of the church, she spends her whole living as the type of this poor widow into God's treasury, because she understands that even her very living, which she lives, the very font of her existence, the grace of the Immaculate Conception, is not of her own desert or merit or personal justice, but only of the divine grace, which is the prevenient grace of the Immaculate Conception. In Franciscan thought, St. Bonaventure will take up the two small coins that are deposited into this treasury, and he'll use them to talk about St. Francis, and that St. Francis, the poor man of Christ, this is from the Major Life 9, had nothing other than two small coins, namely his body and his soul, in which he could give away in generous charity. And he offered them continuously, both through abstinence and the rigor of fasting, and also through the spirit of desire, his soul. And that offering, of course, is meant to be total. And with Marian consecration, we're plugged into basically the total offering of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The two coins that are deposited are also quite interesting, because they only occur in a couple places in sacred scripture. And the one that we hear, there's a parallel of this text in St. Mark's Gospel, and we're in St. Luke this morning, is called a lepta, or a lepton. And in the context of where we find them, both these two lepta will make a quadrans, which is basically a fourth of something, are usually in the context of, like, we got the poor widow this morning. There's great merit in what she's doing in the eyes of our Lord. This is something very praiseworthy. But there's also another context in which these coins are more along the lines of making do for what one has done wrong. For example, in Luke 12:59, I truly I say to you, in no way shall you come forth from there, this prison, until all of which, at every time, the last lepton you should repay, or this last coin that you should repay. And so there's an element also there of making satisfaction for things that we've done wrong. And there's just a few instances where this occurs, and it revolves around these two themes of basically something that's praiseworthy, merit, and also something that is being done in payment for that which we've done wrong. That's called satisfaction. And so these two facets of spiritual wealth are being reflected in the very coins that we see in sacred scripture. Now, this poor widow puts in all her living, and a it's in the Greek, it says all her bios. Study biology, bios is all about the life. And in sacred scripture, this bios is all about temporal life and how short it is, and it can be lengthened if we spend it wisely. But she spent all of it, all of her living, all that she had to live on in the temple treasury. And there's a couple other places where those two terms are put together, this all and also this living. One is Proverbs 31:12. Proverbs 31 is all about the valiant woman, whereby we're told this great and ideal wife. For she, this valiant woman, employs all her living for her husband's good. Everything that she's given is for the good of her husband. We also see in the Song of Songs where the opposite is the case. If a man should give all his livelihood for love, men would treat it with utter contempt. And there might be a reason for that, where you got this two polar opposites. So one can give, like this poor widow, her entire livelihood. One, or basically the rest of mankind, cannot give. And that reason might come from 1 John 2:16, because according to 1 John 2:16, there's a triple concupiscence, and there's a lust of the flesh, there's a lust of the eyes, and there's also a pride of this kind of life. It's a triple concupiscence. So what we can give to the Lord is very, very limited from what it should be, except for one. And that one is this poor widow, who, compared to all others who out of the riches of which they had the abundance, which we'll later assert it will be grace, she gave her entire livelihood, and her entire livelihood is this fullness of grace. That's everything for her. And consequently, it's a whole person at the same time. So we're looking at this passage from St. Luke as a type of Marian consecration, of how Our Lady gave her all and how we plug into that. And it's it deals around or moves around those two facets of spiritual wealth, merits and satisfactions. This is what we heard last night from the Office of Readings, which is quite appropriate from St. Leo the Great. He writes about, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. What is man's treasure but the heaping up of profits and the fruit of his toil? For whatever a man sows, this too will he reap, and each man's gain matches his toil. And where delight and enjoyment are found, there the heart's desire is attached. So this is an examination of conscience always in terms of, what do I delight in? What do I delight in? And that shows us where our heart is. Now there are many kinds of wealth and a variety of grounds for rejoicing. Every man's treasure is that which he desires. If it is based on earthly ambitions, its acquisition makes men not blessed, but rather wretched. And he goes on to talk about the basically amassing such wealth and how it can be stored away safely. And that's very much what we've done with Marian consecration that we've been charged with, of spreading throughout the world so that people can really be in this safe bark of Peter, and the treasure that is amassed is not wasted nor pillaged. So this day we turn to Our Lady with great trust as her children, and we ask that the great gift of Marian consecration and the gift that we've been given in the Marian vow may achieve its full fruition.